This is the Gary V audio experience.
Yeah.
And there's a lot you don't know even with the people you're closest to. That's just actually the way it is.
Yep.
I know exactly what I'm up to.
Yep.
Right? Like, I know I am desperate for the scratching of the curiosity of how much positive impact can I have.
Well, but what's so fascinating, and what I watch you, and I'm always like, you know, when you were first getting started, and I'm, you know, it's like how you say things that people are usually afraid to say, you know, like I feel like I have a lot of opinions and but I filter myself a lot because I, you know, and maybe for me, it's like, I'm running this big business that is, you know, I mean, listen, if I around election time, if I ever say how I feel or what I think, inevitably, like I posted something recently from Joel Osteen, who I think he's a pretty rad dude. I like him. Yep. I posted, and a lot of people were like, I can't believe you support this guy. I'm unfollowing you, which is like, whatever. Yeah. I don't care. You can unfollow me. But I'm like, that's the thing. I'm like, I have to be so, I live in this like walk the line.
Everyone's in
fear. And it's
fear.
Like, we live in this cancel culture where everyone's so mad about everything. And it's like, you seem to like rise above that. And I guess, you don't care.
It's funny. I'm a human. This is actually, you know, I've been in my feelings lately, I'm really excited because I'm going to give you a really good interview. I can feel it already. I talk a lot about not caring. Yeah. In the macro, I do not. And what I mean by that is I actually care about everything. I actually genuinely care. What I mean by that is I'm curious. I'm appreciative. I'm not delusional. I'm empathetic. This is that person's point of view of me. They're more right than I am. I don't want to be audacious or tone deaf. What I mean by I don't care is I know that if somebody is spewing venom at me on my page, I'm emotionally aware enough to know, oh crap, that person's in a tough spot. The thought, I don't have time to consume content of people I admire and enjoy. The thought of taking time to consume something of someone I don't, and then have to spend the energy to think of something to write to hurt that person.
Yeah.
Life is very basic. How you feel about yourself is how you are going to come to the table on how you're going to treat the other person. It's just true.
Yeah, no, I feel like you say the same. Adrian says the same thing. It's like every now and again, we get some haters on our pages and it's like, and your first response is like, that person must be really unhappy. You know, it's like that
I do two things at the same time, Adrian. I definitely do that. I'm like, what would make someone to go that deep? If it's not constructive criticism, I get some great stuff. Hey, Gary, the audio's too loud. Or like, hey, I really disagree with you on this point because now I'm like, ooh, this is good.
Too loud.
Right? Sure, you know, sure.
Like, that stuff I love. That's no, I mean, like, you're a piece of or, you know, like you know, like.
You're
like,
a terrible dad.
Yeah, or, right. Or like, you only care about yourself or like, you know, coming at it or like hot air. Somebody yesterday, you're just full of unbelievable amounts of hot air. And I'm like, cool. But like, it's how I feel about you, Ali. Back to that moment. I'm on probably like my fifth substantially successful business from either scratch or the one business my dad had small to huge, right? Which was the hardest of them all because it's family dynamics, right? This is not luck at this point. Like all the excuses of what I've done, you know, like you're gonna lose when you're gonna go that route with me. And so that becomes like straight need to tear someone else down. Now, at the same token, when I go into compassion, which is what I would say when I see that, I go into compassion mode. I also do a very weird thing. I go, literally, I can feel myself doing it right now. Do not get high on your own supply. What I mean by that is I am so scared to get subconsciously sold out that I start, what I do extremely well is when I get tremendous accolades, you guys were very nice to me on the, right now, I swear to God, I do something very weird. I go into don't listen to it. Be so grateful for it. Because if you hear the cheering, you become susceptible to the booing. I think a lot about this with beauty.
Gosh, that's so good. Keep going.
Let me finish this, but don't lose your thought. If you grow up and somebody says to you, you're pretty, that seventh grader, that is, right? You're pretty, you're pretty, you're pretty, you're pretty, you're pretty. You're gonna be in trouble when you're older, where your now identity is based on your pretty.
Yeah, you're speaking my language.
Well, listen, I think about this a lot. Or you're good at school, and then school just gets taken away from you, and now it's real life, and you don't have business was great for me. You're good at business. That became my validation. Well, this is forever. So I'm still in my bubble. I'm never getting quote unquote older. I'm never leaving school. So the thought of like academics, looks, sports, because only 1% of 1% of 1% gets to the final place. But business affirmation, this is my great luck. Look at this. Look at these goosebumps. I don't know if you guys see them.
Oh, you do.
Adrian, I got lucky. My place of validation, because we all have it. I'm not an alien.
Yeah.
My place of validation was, oh, you suck at all these things. You're cute, but you're not overly like every girl's dying. You're decent at sports, but you're not going to the league. You're terrible at school. So now my only validation is who I became. I only had validation as a child for two things, like crazy validation, like the big stuff. One, I was crazy good at business.
As a kid?
Crazy good. Lemonade stand, garage sales, baseball cards. I was doing crazy. Making $100 at nine is crazy in 1984, right? And number two, big validation on, this is so funny. I've never said this way. I was nice. Yeah. I was nice as I was nice to every kid that got picked on. I was there. Everybody, like I was inclusive. I was nice. I like stood up for people. I was nice. I was nice. And so who am I at 45 years old now? I'm a businessman who pushes nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's so true. I mean, gosh, it's like, there's so much of what you're saying that resonates with me. I mean, I think that I have fallen into that trap too of like, you're right. Whenever I get introduced and I'm speaking at something and, you know, if they play this video and they say all this stuff and I'm like, and I do walk out like on a cloud, you know, and then you're right. And then I'm so susceptible when someone doesn't like me or someone, you know, recently someone like went on a rant on my Instagram about how I'm so full of shit. I'm so inauthentic. And I'm like, I'm not inauthentic. What are you talking about? I'm not inauthentic at all. I'm actually like overly authentic. What the fuck? And, you know, found myself like letting myself go down this rabbit hole. But because I'm so accustomed to like the 10 years of accolade I've been given,
It's why A students struggle in life. Constant affirmation on this game. Then the game gets pulled from underneath them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a very tough.
And I was a student. I didn't go to college. I barely made it through high school, you know? And so I was like, the bar was so low.
Cause then life was so awesome for you because it was like, who gives a fuck? That's why entrepreneurship worked for you. Same for me.
Yeah.
I'm in a really big place in my life where I'm like, I basically live life like this. I know I mean nothing in the universe.
Yeah.
And I wake up every day trying to be the most important human on earth. I swear to God, it is such a crazy thing. And this is back to me and my feelings. I'm in this point in my life where I'm like, okay, man, like it's gonna get wild these next 30 years. Like I'm gonna, like everyone on earth is gonna know who I am at 75. This is a huge responsibility, comma, why? Right, you go into these, and so, and I think it's what, I right now, my running thesis is what I just said to you. My awareness of my complete non-importance. Because if I die tomorrow, I know exactly what will happen. My inner circle will be devastated. I'm such the glue to my family and like my inner circle. The next circle, my companies and things that crushed, right? Because financial stability and just enjoyment. The next circle, lightweight friends, acquaintances, really disturbed. Allie, right? You, Adrian, like, oh, that's like, that sucks. I'll get the little photo of me and Allie doing a podcast, this photo. Right now, this moment, and you'll be like, this is a real loss.
You just interviewed him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But 29 hours later, 99.999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 It's a huge perspective because it's why people that know me the best talk about humility, whereas people who just see me on Instagram peacocking around something are like, what?
Yeah.
That's the last word I think of that guy with.
Mm-hmm. But that's...
Stick with it because I just want to finish this thought.
Good.
But on the flip side, every day I'm like, my parents had sex at the right exact moment. My life circumstances with Russia and America, immigrant and internet, all these things in the world, even NFTs, the way I think about it right now, all happened for me at the right time.
Yeah.
For me.
The universe conspired.
And I have a communication style that is so unique for some reason that I can change the world. I can make November 14th an American holiday that I, when I die in 45 years, my birthday can be, which makes no sense because right now I'm a businessman. And to do that, you have to be a social, a political, you have to be so, but I'm like, so, and I, what? And so I'm so in that place. Do you know how insanely polar opposite that is? That is pulling from such extreme directions. That is my actual makeup. And I know that's probably why weird shit is happening. But I'll let you go back to what you were thinking, Adrian.
Well, I don't know if I'm gonna remember what I was thinking then, but now it's, well, no, this is great. Because I mean, it seems like, it seems polar. I don't know that it is in this way, is that at least for you, that's the only way it could work. Because if you were going to go be an egomaniac, you would actually hate yourself.
I would have been long gone.
Well, yeah. Well, and you would have, if you're such a family-centered guy. Go ahead.
Forget about, not only that, if I was who the people that most disliked me wanted me to be, the amount of access I give to people, I have unlimited film teams follow me all the time. There's 75 people that have my email. 40 people on my team that I don't even know for more than 3 months have access to my Instagram and my accounts. Like I figured out that my good behavior allowed me to create scale.
Yeah. Yes.
But the reason a lot of people don't scale is they're worried about the skeleton.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Well, and I also think it's important to like talk about what you were saying about being nice. You know, it's like, there's so many out there, you know, people who are at the top of companies who are just, you know, you're right. The skeletons, it's like, you know, they don't want to.
Right. They don't want to build a personal brand or go all the way there because they know if they get too big, there's a tipping point.
Yeah.
And then everyone's going to try to tear them down because that's what America does. That's what
and I have, and I feel like I have lots of friends who work, you know, for, you know, work in companies and they're like, you know, their boss is like founders, big famous founders who's like, their boss is such an, you know, and I'm like, it's just, yeah, God, it's like, be nice. I mean, I feel like that all, like, I feel like I've tried, you know, I mean, I definitely have my moments, but I feel like being nice is like, you know, if you can do nothing else, you know, that is something that gets you so far.
The reason I've been able to win is because when bad things happen, I'm in my most calm. This is something I want to talk about because you just brought up something because I love your spirit, Ali, and I just listened to you carefully. And when you said, I have my moments, and with my intuitive chemicals, I go, right, she and many other nice people have those moments because it's a high intense moment, right? Like something bad happens. My dad did this quite a bit, and my dad's on the other side of this. He would get stress and it would formulate in a tornado of everyone around him.
Yeah.
And I became very visceral to it. I think I naturally would have been this, but I think my dad's reverse style to me, where I saw the carnage of anxiety manifesting in bad behavior to communication to the people around them.
Yeah.
I think I became even a more extreme version of what I probably would have naturally been had I not been in my dad's business and watched.
Sure.
Because I became visceral.
You were the yin and the yang. Yeah.
I was the yang. I was like, Dad, I hate this. Dad, you're not being nice.
Yeah.
It really bothered me.
Be diplomatic,
But I realized over time, years later, as I got older, I'm like, oh, my dad was scared. I'm not scared. Why am I not scared? Oh, weird. I actually don't care about money. Oh, weird. Mm-hmm. I actually don't care about nice things. I don't need a car. I don't need a Rolex. I don't care what anybody thinks about what house or apartment I have. Oh, I have the apartment. Oh, I have the not as good car. Oh, I don't, like somebody else flies private. I fly commercially. I don't give a what? My life has not, what are you? And so once I started understanding, I'm like, oh, right. I'm in business. People get most anxious when their money could be affected. Go out of business, make less money, lost money. I always reacted by being the bigger man. That was the time when I could be the biggest mentor to my people. They just did something bad. We lost money. They think I'm going to kill them. I walk in and I love them. Oh my God, now we're family.
Yeah.
And that has been my foundation. That's why people stay with me for such a long time. That's why I have so much continuity in my company that don't usually have continuity. Liquor stores, agencies. These are turn and burns. And I have sevens, nines, 12s because of how I treat them.
Mm.